welcome to the Saving Castles podcast, the sanctuary for castle devotees and medieval history enthusiasts. Prepare to embark on a thrilling voyage through time as we unveil enthralling history and legend. From ancient folklore to cutting-edge restoration, we've got it all covered. So grab your headphones and let's dive right in.
In the shadowy reaches of history, where myth intertwines with the stark truths of survival, the saga of the Vikings begins, not with a roar, but with the whisper of the north wind. This is a tale not merely of conquest and exploration, but of the very essence of the human spirit, its desires, its fears, and its unquenchable thirst for freedom. Our journey into the dawn of the Vikings takes us back to a time when the world was a vast, mysterious place, ripe for the taking by those bold enough to sail into the unknown. The Vikings, or Norsemen, as they were known to their contemporaries, emerged from the rugged, icy landscapes of Scandinavia, which is modern-day Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Here, in these harsh, unforgiving environments, the seeds of Viking culture took root. The long, brutal winters and brief, bountiful summers shaped a people who were resilient, resourceful, and fiercely independent. They were farmers, fishermen, and traders, eking out a living from the sparse soil and the treacherous seas. Yet it was not merely the struggle against nature that defined them, but their profound connection to it. They saw the world through a lens of myth and legend, where every mountain, every valley, and every stream was inhabited by spirits and gods. Their lives were a constant negotiation with these unseen forces, seeking favor for their endeavors and protection from the myriad dangers that lay beyond their homes. As the 8th century dawned, a new chapter in the Viking saga was about to unfold. The population in Scandinavia was growing, and with it, the competition for land and resources intensified. It was a time of change, of shifting power dynamics within and between communities. The old tribal structures were evolving, giving rise to more centralized forms of leadership under powerful chieftains and eventually kings. These leaders, fueled by ambition and the promise of wealth and glory, began to look beyond their borders for opportunities to expand their influence. The Vikings were master shipbuilders, a skill honed by generations of navigating treacherous waters of the North Sea and beyond. The longship, with its sleek, shallow draft design, was a marvel of the era. Fast, flexible, and capable of traversing not only the open sea, but also navigating the shallowest of rivers, the longship was the key that unlocked the world for the Viking. It was aboard these vessels that they would set out on their early raids, striking with a speed and ferocity that left their victims reeling. The first recorded Viking raid on the monastery of Lindisfarne off the northeast coast of England in 793 was a harbinger of the storm to come. The attack shook the Christian West to its core, not just for the brutality of the assault, but for the audacity of it. Monasteries, rich in treasures but poorly defended, became prime targets. These raids were not aimless acts of violence, but calculated strategies to acquire wealth, prestige, and power. The Vikings, with their advanced navigation skills, their daring, and their martial prowess, had announced themselves to the world. But who were these men and women who emerged from the mists of the north to challenge the established order? What drove them to embark on such perilous voyages, to seek their fortunes in distant lands? This is the story we are about to unravel, a tale of adventure, of conflict, of discovery, and ultimately of transformation. In the tapestry of history, where threads of human endeavors intertwine, the Norse world stands out as a vibrant tableau of life, belief, and society, set against the stark, unforgiving canvas of Scandinavia. This was a world where the land itself was a protagonist, shaping the lives of those who dared to call it home. The Norsemen, or Vikings, were born of this land, their identities carved from the very ice and rock that defined their environment. The landscapes of Scandinavia were as diverse as they were challenging. To the north, the mountains soared into the skies, their peaks veiled in snow and mystery. The forests, dense and dark, stretched endlessly, a testament to the untamed spirit of the land. Fjords, carved by the relentless work of glaciers over millennia, fractured the coastline, creating natural harbors that would become the cradles of Viking maritime prowess. Yet, amid this rugged beauty lay a harsh reality. The soil was stingy, offering up its bounty grudgingly. The climate, with its long, dark winters and brief summers, demanded resilience and adaptability. The Norsemen responded to these challenges with a culture that was both pragmatic and deeply spiritual. They were primarily agrarian, their societies anchored in small, rural communities where farming and animal husbandry were the mainstays of daily life. Yet they were also traders and explorers, their ships venturing as far as the Mediterranean, the coasts of Africa, and even the shores of North America centuries before Columbus. These voyages were not merely quests for wealth and territory, but journeys into the unknown, driven by a profound curiosity and a sense of destiny. Central to the Norse world was the concept of honor, both personal and familial. Life was a web of obligations and allegiances, from the bonds of family and friendship to the loyalty owed to one's chieftain or king. Honor dictated action, guiding the Norsemen in war and peace. It was this sense of honor that fueled their raids, compelling them to seek not just wealth but glory, to be remembered in the sagas and songs of their people. The spiritual life of the Vikings was equally rich. They believed in a pantheon of gods and goddesses, each governing aspects of the natural and human world. Odin, the Allfather, was the god of wisdom and war. His two ravens, Huginin and Mon, his eyes and ears in the world. Thor, with his mighty hammer Mjolnir, was the protector of mankind. His battles with the giants, the stuff of legend. Freyja, the goddess of love and fertility, was also a fierce warrior, claiming half of those who fell in battle for her own hall, Sesermnir. These deities were not distant, abstract figures, but present, active forces in the world, their stories intertwined with the lives of the people who worshipped them. The Vikings' view of the cosmos was equally intricate. They envisioned the universe as Yggdrasil, the world tree, a great ash tree whose roots and branches connected the different realms of gods, giants, and men. The concept of fate, or Wyrd, was central to this world view. The Norns, three powerful beings, wove the fate of all beings at the foot of Yggdrasil. Yet, while fate was a guiding force, it did not dictate one's actions. Valor, courage, and honor could shape one's destiny, for the sagas taught that how one lived was as important as how one died. This was the world from which the Vikings emerged, a world of stark contrasts, of beauty and brutality, where the line between the human and the divine was blurred. It was a world where a man's worth was measured in deeds, where the legacy of one's life was etched in the memories of the living and the tales passed down through generations. As we delve deeper into the dawn of the Vikings, let us carry with us the understanding that their story is not just one of raiding and conquest, but of a people navigating the complexities of their environment, their society, and their beliefs. In this world, the Whisperer of the North Wind spoke not just of the physical journeys across the seas, but of the spiritual journey within, the quest for meaning and purpose in a world that was as vast and mysterious as the seas they sailed. Beneath the celestial dome of the northern skies, where the stars wheel in their endless dance, the Vikings found their way across the vast, inscrutable ocean. Theirs was a world where the sea was both highway and home, a realm of untold mysteries and dangers, yet also of opportunity and adventure. This deep connection to the sea, intertwined with their rich tapestry of mythology, propelled the Vikings into the annals of history, not just as warriors, but as unparalleled seafarers and explorers. The essence of Viking mythology is inextricably linked to their maritime culture. The gods themselves were said to navigate the skies and seas with the same prowess as the Vikings did the physical world. Aegir, the lord of the ocean, and his wife Ran, who was known to capture sailors with her net, personified the sea's dual nature of generosity and treachery. Their daughters, the waves, were seen as beautiful but capricious beings, guiding or obstructing voyages at whim. Such beliefs underscored the respect and reverence the Vikings held for the sea, recognizing its power to give life as well as take it away. At the heart of Viking seafaring was the longship, a marvel of naval engineering. Its slender, flexible construction allowed for both speed and agility, making it capable of open sea voyages and navigation through shallow rivers. The longship was more than a vessel. It was a symbol of the Viking spirit, embodying their courage, their quest for adventure, and their readiness to face the unknown. The prow of the longship, often carved into the fearsome visage of a dragon or a serpent, was not merely decorative. It served to protect the ship and its crew from sea monsters and hostile spirits, a testament to the blend of practicality and spirituality that characterized Viking craftsmanship. The Vikings' navigation skills were equally remarkable. Without the compass or maps that would come later, they relied on the sun, the stars, and the color of the ocean to guide their way. They observed the flight of birds and the patterns of swells, reading the language of nature with an intimacy born of years spent at sea. Legends speak of the sunstone, a mythical crystal said to reveal the position of the sun even on overcast days, though its existence remains shrouded in mystery. Such was their skill that they reached the shores of Greenland and Vinland, the modern Americas, long before the rest of Europe knew of these lands. Mythology also played a crucial role in the Vikings' exploration. They sailed not just for wealth or land, but in pursuit of the glory and honor that would immortalize their names in saga and song. The belief in Valhalla, Odin's hall, where the bravest warriors were said to feast and fight until the end of days, drove them to seek out danger and adventure. To die with a sword in hand was to ensure passage to this eternal Mead Hall, where they would join the heroes of old in preparation for Ragnarok, the end of the world. This belief in a destined final battle where the gods and heroes would stand against the forces of chaos reflected the Vikings' acceptance of fate and their determination to meet it head-on. The tales of their gods and heroes, of Odin and Thor, of Freyja and Loki, were more than just stories. They were the embodiment of the values and ideals that guided Viking society. Courage, loyalty, honor, and the willingness to face the unknown were virtues that the Vikings lived by, both at sea and on land. These stories, passed down through generations, were not mere entertainment, but a moral compass, a guide to living a life worthy of remembrance. As we voyage further into the world of the Vikings, let us carry with us the understanding that their mythology was not a separate realm from their reality, but a mirror reflecting their deepest fears, aspirations, and beliefs. The sea, with all its mystery and majesty, was both the stage and the player in their story, a constant companion on their journey from the shores of Scandinavia to the pages of history. As dawn broke over the horizon, casting a golden hue across the North Sea, a new era was silently ushered in, an era that would see the Viking longships emerge from the mists of the unknown, heralding the beginning of the Viking Age. This period, marked by the first raids on foreign shores, was not merely a chapter of plunder and conquest, but a complex tapestry woven from the threads of necessity, ambition, and the indomitable spirit of exploration that defined the Viking ethos. The year 793 stands as a cornerstone in the annals of history, when the Vikings first made their presence known beyond the confines of Scandinavia with the raid on Lindisfarne. This small island off the northeast coast of England, home to a peaceful monastery, would become the symbol of the Viking onslaught that swept through Europe in the centuries to come. The attack on Lindisfarne was not chosen at random. It was a calculated move, exploiting the monastery's wealth and its isolation. The Vikings, with their superior naval capabilities, struck swiftly and mercilessly, leaving a trail of destruction and a world in shock at their sudden and devastating appearance. This raid, however, was not merely an act of plunder. It was a statement, a declaration of the Vikings' arrival on the world stage, and a demonstration of their prowess at sea and in battle. The monasteries, rich in treasures but lacking in defences, presented an attractive target for these raiders. Yet these attacks also reflected the changing dynamics within Scandinavian society itself. The growth in population and the consequent pressure on resources pushed the Vikings to look beyond their borders for land, wealth, and prestige. The raids on monasteries and coastal settlements soon gave way to more ambitious endeavours. The Vikings began to venture further afield, their longships navigating the rivers of France to lay siege to Paris and crossing the North Sea to establish settlements in Ireland and Scotland. Each raid, each voyage, was a step into the unknown, driven by the Vikings' inherent desire to explore, to conquer, and to make their mark on the world. But the Viking raids were more than mere military expeditions. They were deeply intertwined with the Vikings' cultural and spiritual beliefs. The warriors who set sail on these ventures were not only seeking material wealth, but also honor and glory in the eyes of their gods and their kin. The concept of Valhalla, where fallen warriors were believed to join the gods in eternal battle, was a powerful motivator. To die in battle was to ensure a place in this hall of heroes, a fate far preferable to a life of obscurity. The impact of these early raids on the societies they targeted was profound. The monasteries, centers of learning and spiritual life, were ill prepared for such attacks. The raids not only resulted in the loss of life and the plundering of wealth, but also in the disruption of the cultural and religious fabric of these communities. The Viking raids served as a wake-up call, prompting the construction of fortifications and the organization of defense mechanisms that would shape the political landscape of medieval Europe. Yet it would be a mistake to view the Vikings solely through the lens of their raids. These early expeditions were also voyages of discovery, bringing the Vikings into contact with a wide range of cultures and societies. Through trade, settlement, and sometimes conflict, they left an indelible mark on the regions they encountered, influencing language, art, and governance in ways that would resonate for centuries to come. The Vikings, often remembered for their ferocity in battle, were also explorers, traders, and settlers. They were a people navigating the currents of change. Both within their society and in the wider world, they were beginning to explore. The first raids, then, were not merely acts of aggression, but the opening chapters of a saga that would see the Vikings play a pivotal role in the shaping of medieval Europe. We have seen the Vikings not just as raiders, but as agents of change, their longships carrying them into history. In the unfolding saga of the Vikings, their mastery of strategies and tactics emerges as a pivotal element, a testament to their prowess not only as fierce warriors, but as unparalleled strategists. Their approach to warfare was not born of mere brute strength, but of a deep understanding of the landscapes they navigated, both natural and human. The Vikings, with their keen minds and adaptable tactics, turned the unpredictable nature of their expeditions into an art form, weaving their strategies into the very fabric of their identity. The essence of Viking strategy lay in the element of surprise. Their longships, marvels of maritime engineering, were at the heart of this approach. Capable of navigating the open seas and the shallowest of rivers, these vessels allowed the Vikings to strike swiftly and unexpectedly, often catching their adversaries off guard. The psychological impact of a sudden Viking raid, with warriors emerging from the mists of dawn, was as crucial a weapon as the sword or the axe. The terror induced by their sudden appearance often led to quick victories, with minimal losses on the Viking side. Moreover, the Vikings' tactical flexibility was unmatched. They were adept at adapting their methods to suit the situation, whether it involved open field battles, sieges, or hit-and-run raids. Their warfare was not constrained by the rigid formations of the time, but was fluid and dynamic, with an emphasis on mobility and speed. The shield wall, a formation where warriors stood shoulder to shoulder, shields overlapping, was a testament to their ability to combine individual prowess with collective discipline. Intelligence and reconnaissance played a significant role in Viking strategy. Before embarking on a raid or battle, they gathered as much information as possible about their target using spies or scouts. This preparation ensured that their attacks were not only swift but also precise, targeting the weakest points of their enemies with devastating efficiency. The Vikings understood the value of knowledge, of knowing the terrain, the strengths and weaknesses of their foes, and the best time to strike. The strategic use of fear was another tool in the Viking arsenal. Their reputation preceded them, a shadow that sowed dread in the hearts of those who heard the tales of their raids. The psychological warfare waged by the Vikings was deliberate, with tales of their ferocity and ruthlessness often exaggerated to demoralize their opponents before the battle even began. The sight of a Viking longship on the horizon became a symbol of impending doom, a strategy that served the Vikings well in their conquests. Yet, it would be remiss to speak of Viking strategies without mentioning their profound connection to their beliefs and culture. The Vikings saw warfare as not only a means to material ends, but as a path to glory and honor, both in this life and the next. The belief in Valhalla, where the bravest warriors would feast and fight until the end of days, fueled their courage and determination. This spiritual dimension added a layer of complexity to their strategies, for they fought not just for worldly gains, but for a place in the annals of history and the halls of the gods. The Vikings' approach to warfare, with its blend of cunning, flexibility, and psychological insight, reshaped the art of war in the medieval world. Their strategies and tactics reflected a sophisticated understanding of the multifaceted nature of conflict, one that recognized the importance of mind over mere might. As we delve deeper into the narrative of Viking conquests, we uncover a people who were not only warriors but thinkers, strategists who played the long game, and whose legacy in military tactics continues to inspire to this day. In this exploration of Viking strategies and tactics, we have journeyed into the heart of their martial prowess, uncovering the layers of thought, planning, and adaptation that underpin their legendary raids. The Vikings, in their quest for glory and wealth, were not mere agents of chaos, but masters of the art of war, their legacy etched not only on the battlefields of old, but in the very concept of strategy itself. In the grand narrative of the Vikings, their ventures beyond the realms of Scandinavia are often painted with the broad strokes of raiding and conquest. Yet, beneath this surface of violence and plunder lies a lesser-told story of settlement, integration, and the complex tapestry of cultural exchange that unfolded as the Vikings laid down roots in foreign lands. This chapter in the Viking saga reveals a people not just as marauders of the seas, but pioneers of a new social order, weaving themselves into the fabric of the societies they once viewed through the lens of conquest. The shift from raiders to settlers marked a significant evolution in Viking society. As the 9th century waned, the Vikings began to establish permanent settlements in the lands they had previously pillaged. England, Ireland, Scotland, and the Faroe Islands saw the emergence of Viking towns and communities where Norsemen and native populations began the slow process of integration. These settlements were not mere extensions of Scandinavian culture, but melting pots of Norse, Celtic, and Anglo-Saxon traditions. In England, the establishment of the Danelaw, a region under Danish law, stands as a testament to the Vikings' ability to adapt and integrate. Here, Viking settlers began to till the land, engage in trade, and participate in the local governance, gradually merging with the Anglo-Saxon population. The fusion of cultures gave rise to a unique blend of art, language, and law, evidence of which still echoes in the English language and legal system today. Ireland tells a similar story, where Viking settlers founded some of the nation's oldest cities, including Dublin, Cork, and Limerick. These urban centres became bustling hubs of trade, connecting Ireland to the wider Viking trade network that stretched across the Atlantic and into the Mediterranean. The Vikings' influence in Ireland extended beyond the economic, leaving an indelible mark on Irish culture, warfare, and politics. The intermarriage between Norse settlers and the native Irish led to the emergence of a new Gaelic Norse aristocracy, a blending of Viking valour with the rich traditions of Gaelic chieftainship. In the far north, the Viking settlement of Iceland stands as a remarkable chapter in their story. Unlike other regions where they integrated into existing societies, in Iceland, the Vikings established a new society from the ground up. The Althing, one of the world's oldest parliamentary institutions, was founded here, a testament to the Vikings' sophisticated sense of law and governance. Iceland became a haven for Norse culture. The process of integration was not without its challenges. Conflicts, both military and cultural, were inevitable as established societies resisted the newcomers. Yet over time, the Vikings' adaptability, their willingness to adopt local customs and laws, and their contributions to the economy and defense of their adopted homes, facilitated a level of assimilation that few conquerors have achieved. The Vikings' legacy in the lands they settled is a complex mosaic of conflict and cooperation, of cultural preservation and exchange. This story of settlement and integration challenges the monolithic image of the Vikings as mere raiders and pillagers. It reveals a people capable of profound change, who transitioned from invaders to integral members of the societies they once viewed through the sights of their longships. The Viking impact on these regions was transformative, laying the foundations for new cultural identities that would endure long after the Viking Age came to a close. As we dig deeper into the Viking saga, let us remember that their legacy is not defined solely by the edge of a sword, but also by the plowshare, market, and the laws they helped to shape. The story of Viking settlement and integration is a testament to the human capacity for adaptation and the enduring nature of cultural exchange. It is a reminder that the lines between conqueror and contributor, between foreigner and founder, are often blurred, woven together in the rich tapestry of history. In the annals of the Viking Age, few episodes capture the imagination as vividly as the saga of the great heathen army. This formidable force, a coalition of Norse warriors from Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, descended upon the shores of England in the mid-9th century, not merely to raid, but to conquer. The arrival of the great heathen army marked a turning point in Viking history, a moment when the Norsemen's ambitions shifted from plunder to dominion, forever altering the course of English history. The year was 865, when the sails of the great heathen army were first spotted on the horizon, heralding the onset of a storm that would sweep across the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms. This was no ordinary raiding party, but a meticulously organized force, united under a common goal, the conquest of England. The army's strength was not just in its numbers, which were formidable, but in the unity of purpose that bound its warriors together, a resolve forged in the fires of ambition and the desire for new lands to settle. The army's first target was East Anglia, where they struck swiftly and with devastating effect. The Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, a contemporary record of this tumultuous period, describes how the land was ravaged, its riches plundered, and its inhabitants put to the sword. Yet the great heathen army's tactics extended beyond sheer force. Diplomacy and deception were also weapons in their arsenal, as seen in their dealings with the East Anglian king, who was compelled to provide the invaders with horses, a move that facilitated their mobility and increased their threat to the other kingdoms. As the great heathen army advanced, no kingdom was spared. Northumbria fell next, its royal house plunged into chaos, and its great religious centre of York captured. Mercia suffered a similar fate, its lands overrun and its treasures looted. Only Wessex, under the leadership of King Alfred the Great, managed to resist the Viking onslaught, a resistance that would eventually lead to the army's first significant setback. The story of the great heathen army is not merely a tale of conquest and destruction. It is also a narrative of sophisticated military strategy and political maneuvering. The Vikings understood the divisions among the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms and exploited them to their advantage, forging alliances and playing rivals against each other. Their strategy was not just to defeat, but to demoralize, to present themselves as an unstoppable force that could be appeased only through submission or tribute. Yet, the army's presence in England was not solely characterized by warfare. In the territories they conquered, the Vikings began to settle, to farm the land, and to trade. The Dane law, a swath of territory under Viking control, became a region where Norse and Anglo-Saxon cultures intersected and influenced each other, from language and law to customs and coinage. The great heathen army, therefore, played a crucial role in the cultural and political transformation of medieval England, laying the groundwork for a new social and political order. The saga of the great heathen army is also a story of human ambition and resilience, of leaders who emerged from the ranks to shape the destiny of their people. Figures such as Ivar the Boneless and Ubba, legendary warriors and commanders, loom large in this tale, their exploits immortalized in saga and song. Their leadership, both on and off the battlefield, was instrumental in the successes of the great heathen army, embodying the Viking spirit of exploration, warfare, and statecraft. As we reflect on the legacy of the great heathen army, we are reminded of the complexity of the Viking Age. It was a period marked by ferocious battles and sweeping conquests, but also by significant cultural exchanges and the forging of new identities. The Vikings, once seen as mere raiders on the fringes of civilized Europe, emerged as pivotal figures in the shaping of medieval history, their impact resonating through the centuries. As the dust settled on the battlefields of the Viking Age, the legacy of the Norsemen began to crystallize into the annals of European history, weaving a narrative not just of conquest and conflict, but of profound cultural and political transformation. The Vikings, once perceived as harbingers of destruction, emerged as architects of change, their influence extending from the frozen north to the sunlit shores of the Mediterranean, shaping the destiny of continents and the course of history. The Viking impact on Europe was multifaceted, encompassing warfare, trade, exploration, and settlement. They challenged the established order, breaking the old power structures and forging new ones in their wake. The fragmentation of the Carolingian Empire, for instance, was accelerated by Viking raids, leading to the emergence of new political entities that would eventually evolve into modern European states. The Kingdom of France and the Anglo-Saxon Kingdom of England, each in their formative years, were shaped in part by the Viking presence, their boundaries and identities forged in the crucible of conflict and negotiation with the Norsemen. Trade and exploration, hallmarks of Viking enterprise, opened up new routes and markets, linking the remote corners of Europe in a web of economic and cultural exchange. The Volga and Dnieper trade routes to the Byzantine Empire and the Islamic Caliphates facilitated the flow of goods, ideas, and technologies between the East and West. This contributed to the economic revival of Europe in the High Middle Ages. The Vikings, settlements in Iceland, Greenland, and briefly in North America, stand as testament to their adventurous spirit and their role in the human saga of exploration and discovery. Culturally, the Viking influence permeated the societies with which they came into contact, leaving a lasting legacy in language, art, and religion. The Norse mythology and sagas, rich tapestries of gods, heroes and monsters, not only survived the Christianization of Scandinavia, but also blended with the Christian traditions of the British Isles and beyond, enriching the cultural heritage of Europe. The runic alphabet, once carved on stones and artifacts across the Viking world, inspired generations of artists and scholars, a symbol of the enduring mystique of the Norsemen. Moreover, the Vikings played a pivotal role in the development of maritime technology and navigation, advancements that laid the groundwork for the great voyages of discovery of the 15th and 16th centuries. The design of the Viking longship, with its unmatched speed, maneuverability, and ocean-going capabilities, influenced the development of later medieval ships, contributing to the age of exploration that would connect the world as never before. The Viking legacy is also evident in the legal and administrative systems of the regions they settled. The Althing in Iceland, the world's oldest surviving parliament, and the laws of the Dane law in England reflect the Norsemen's sophisticated sense of governance and justice. These institutions, born in the Viking Age, continue to influence the democratic traditions and legal frameworks of modern societies. As we reflect on the Vikings' influence on European history, we see a picture not of marauding invaders, but of a people who were as much agents of cultural synthesis as they were warriors. They were a catalyst for change, challenging the status quo and contributing to the dynamism that characterizes the medieval period. The Viking Age, with all its complexity and contradiction, was a crucible in which the modern identities of European nations were forged, a period that reshaped the continent in ways that reverberate to this day. As the saga of the Vikings draws to a close, we stand on the shores of history, gazing back across the centuries at the wake left by the Norsemen. Their journey from the fjords of Scandinavia to the annals of legend is a testament to the indomitable spirit of exploration, warfare, and cultural exchange. The legacy of the Vikings, etched not only in the lands they conquered, but in the collective memory of humanity, is a complex tapestry of light and shadow, woven from the threads of their achievements, their innovations, and the myths that surround them. The Vikings, once perceived as mere marauders and pillagers, have emerged in the fullness of time as pivotal figures in the shaping of medieval Europe. Their impact extends beyond the battlefields and the raided monasteries to the very foundations of European culture, politics, and exploration. The Vikings were not only warriors, but also traders, settlers, and state builders, whose practices and technologies influenced the course of history. The Viking longships, with their sleek design and unmatched navigational capabilities, were not just instruments of war, but vessels of discovery. They carried Norsemen to distant shores, from the rivers of Russia to the coasts of North America, long before Columbus set sail. These voyages of exploration opened new trade routes, facilitating the exchange of goods, ideas, and cultures across vast distances. The Vikings' prowess at sea also led to advancements in shipbuilding and navigation that would shape the future of maritime exploration. Culturally, the Vikings played a crucial role in the preservation and transmission of knowledge. The sagas, written in the years following the Viking Age, provide not only a record of Norse mythology and heroics, but also insights into the social and political structures of the time. Norse mythology, with its pantheon of gods and heroes, has seeped into the fabric of modern literature and entertainment, inspiring countless works of fiction, art, and film. The integration of the Vikings into the societies they once raided or settled led to a rich cross-cultural exchange that influenced language, art, and religion. The impact of Norse language on English, with hundreds of words borrowed or adapted, is a reminder of the deep connections forged between the Vikings and the Anglo-Saxons. Viking art, with its intricate designs and motifs, influenced the artistic traditions of the British Isles and beyond. Yet, the legacy of the Vikings is not without its shadows. The raids and conquests that spread fear across Europe also led to destruction and suffering. The Viking Age was a time of upheaval, a period when the old order was challenged and new kingdoms rose from the ashes of conflict. The Vikings' role in the slave trade, a lesser-known aspect of their history, contributes to the darker hues of their legacy, reminding us of the complexities of their impact on the world. As we reflect on the saga of the Vikings, we are reminded that history is a mosaic of human experience, a blend of light and shadow. The Vikings, with their thirst for adventure, their resilience in the face of adversity, and their capacity for innovation and cultural exchange, embody the complexities of the human spirit. Their legacy, spanning the realms of exploration, warfare, governance, and culture, continues to fascinate and inspire. The Vikings' journey from the fjords of Scandinavia to the pages of history is a reminder of the enduring nature of their legacy. It is a legacy that challenges us to look beyond the myths and the legends to the real men and women who lived, loved, fought, and explored. As the saga of the Vikings fades into the mists of time, their story remains a beacon for those who seek to understand the past and its impact on the present and the future. In the end, the legacy of the Vikings is a narrative of human endeavor, a story of how a people from the northern reaches of the world left an indelible mark on history. As we close this chapter, let us carry forward the lessons of the Vikings, their courage, their spirit of exploration, and their impact on the tapestry of human history. Thank you for joining us on this enchanting journey through medieval history. While our weekly episodes will continue to captivate your imagination, there's an exclusive treasure trove for subscribers, a secret vault of bonus episodes filled with extra tales and deep dives into the subjects we cover. Your curiosity fuels our mission, and we're truly thankful for your support. Until we meet again among stone walls and towering turrets, keep that torch of curiosity burning bright. Thank you for listening.